Now we're 5 weeks out from the presidential election, the home stretch of a long and unusual campaign season, and Wisconsin is getting a lot of attention.
Candidates and candidate surrogates are planning Wisconsin visits over the next few weeks, including Republican candidate Donald Trump coming back, Donald Trump Jr., and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Chelsea Clinton spoke in Green Bay just last Friday. She told the story of a 12-year-old Mexican-American boy in Pennsylvania.
In less than 2 weeks, he's already been told three times to either go back to Mexico or I hope we build a wall so there are fewer of you here. When we talk about our children listening, this is not rhetorical.
And Donald Trump spoke in Waukesha last week. Here he says his crime policies will help everyone.
But those who will benefit most are African-American and Hispanic-American citizens living in high-crime communities. And people in Milwaukee, they're going to love Donald Trump. We're going to have safety.
And even though it's crunch time and even though Wisconsin is getting a lot of attention, it looks like the campaigns haven't gotten the same political donations from Wisconsinites as the candidates 4 years ago, according to a WisPolitics piece.
Polo Rocha joins us now. He's a reporter for WisPolitics. Polo, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with your reporting, looking at donations from Wisconsinites who gave last time around to either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney in the presidential election compared with this election cycle. And what did you find?
So basically, I looked at what some people call big donors, those folks that give $200 or more over the election cycle. In the 3 months last summer, June, July, and August, Obama and Romney each pulled in at least $1.2 million from them. Donald Trump in those 3 months pulled in $589,000, and Hillary Clinton pulled in $760,000.
So overall, looking at those numbers, what does that tell you about the amount of spending from people in Wisconsin on the presidential race this year?
So two things here is that Trump wasn't really focused on donations that early on. So his fundraising activity kind of picked up later in the summer. What the numbers can be explained by largely is Clinton is getting fewer donors that are racking up to that $200 level where they have to report out that they actually spent money in the race. Obama had, you know, about 9,000 of those donors that gave under $100, or sorry, that gave their donations were under $100. Clinton had much fewer of those donors. On the Romney-Trump side, Romney had a bunch of donors that gave at least $2,000 or so. Trump still has those donors, but the list is far fewer, so it's kind of a different for each candidate there.
So a little more pronounced on the Republican side, it sounds like.
Yeah, and there's definitely a lot of national stories about donors sitting out the presidential race or at least not putting that much money in. Instead, they're going to these competitive congressional races, some of these Senate seats. Sheldon Adelson, I think, is among those. So it's a little more pronounced here. A lot of those donors that gave to Romney are maybe not giving to Trump, but they're giving money toward Ron Johnson or the super PAC supporting him. They're giving money to Mike Gallagher in the 8th Congressional District, or they're giving money to some of the other Senate races around the country.
So based on what you've seen, is overall political donation down in Wisconsin, or is it just being refunneled to places other than the presidential race?
It's a little hard to tell. In a couple weeks, we're going to get a lot more data and reports from outside groups that will show that more clearly. But I think one thing is clear, that the campaigns themselves are getting less money directly. You know, there could be money going to other groups that support them or their joint fundraising committees. We're not going to know for a couple weeks, but they're certainly getting a lot less money from donors here.
Any ideas what's behind the decrease in Wisconsin donations?
It's difficult to know. You know, Obama obviously had a lot of support, and the decline in Clinton donations is from these small donors that, you know, give $10, $20 at a time, but, you know, 10 of those gets you to that $200 threshold. So she's definitely seeing fewer donations like that. Trump's seeing less donations from really a lot of like business owners. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about a bunch of Fortune 500 CEOs not supporting Trump this time around. Trump kind of takes pride in that, says that, you know, he doesn't need the support of these big business owners, but that's also happening here.
It's interesting because you look back at the primary, Donald Trump did not win his primary in Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton did not win her primary. And at least looking at those numbers, it looks like that might have had some impact.
Yeah, and you can see that on the Clinton side, some of these donors donated to Bernie Sanders, and I think half of the top 15 also donated to Clinton. Trump, only two or three of those top 15 have donated to Trump. And so you definitely see that support, and some of those big donors obviously gave money to Scott Walker, to Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, as they are seeking to become the nominees. They still haven't given to Trump, though.
And we'll dig more deeply into this, but we have a passel of candidate visits, candidate and surrogates of candidates coming up here in Wisconsin. Why do you think Wisconsin is getting so much attention right now?
Well, things were pretty quiet for a big chunk of the summer. Then the most recent Marquette poll showed that Trump is within the margin of error from Clinton. And so ever since, we've been seeing a lot more surrogate visits. Donald Trump's son will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Trump will be in Wisconsin on Saturday. Clinton's also got Bernie Sanders coming in, Chelsea Clinton, Elizabeth Warren. So you're seeing a lot more attention now.
We're talking to Polo Rocha right now from WisPolitics, talking about the latest from the presidential race and how it looks here in Wisconsin.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think it is meaningful that the candidates and their various representatives are spending so much time here in Wisconsin? Do you think Wisconsin will be an important state in the election next month? Are we a swing state? Have you gone to any of these campaign rallies? What did you think about it? And if we can ask, did you make a donation to one of the two presidential candidates or a third-party candidate? Why not? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now about the presidential race and how it is playing out here in Wisconsin. Polo Rocha is with us from WisPolitics.
And we're taking your calls now at 800-642-1234. How do you see the presidential race playing out in your community? Do you think Wisconsin is still an important swing state? And who do you think will win in Wisconsin come November? And if you have been on the fence, how is it looking now? Is anything changing your mind? And what about these candidate visits? We've had Donald Trump in the state, Chelsea Clinton, Bernie Sanders will be here for Hillary Clinton. Do these visits from the candidates themselves or from the candidate surrogates, do they change things for you? Let us know at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Polo, back to you now. You mentioned you gave us a quick run through and about who was coming, and it's a lot of people. We've got Bernie Sanders for Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Donald Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. Now, tell us where the Trump campaign will be next.
So Trump will be here on Saturday. We still don't know where exactly that will be. He was in Wisconsin last week, and so really ramping up their visits here. Clinton, on the other hand, she has not been here since she locked down the primary. She's got surrogates coming here, but it's still unclear whether she's going to make a stop here in the state.
Right. It's interesting that Hillary Clinton herself has not been in Wisconsin. She had a visit planned with President Obama the day before, or it was supposed to happen, I think, the day after the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando that was canceled, and she never rescheduled. Do you have any idea what's going on there and if we can expect to see her in the state?
Well, the Clinton team is very methodical and data-driven. They've got, you know, algorithms that kind of dictate where they're going to put money toward ads and kind of dictate where folks are going to be supporting her and, you know, making stump speeches for her. That said, she is sending surrogates here. Bernie Sanders will be in Madison tomorrow and in Green Bay. And she's really kind of making the pitch to those Bernie Sanders supporters, a lot of these college students here at the UW-Madison campus, that, you know, they should back her. And so she's had some trouble convincing those young voters. So this Sanders stop is definitely aimed at that.
So it's interesting that she's got Bernie Sanders coming to Madison, also Green Bay. But again, Bernie Sanders won the primary here in Wisconsin. What do you think she's hoping to gain from sending Bernie Sanders to a place where he really did a strong showing?
Right. Well, Bernie Sanders won here. And, you know, that's because More folks thought that his progressive message was the way to go. And he's been making the case for the past few weeks with a bunch of his supporters that she is the one that will take that progressive message and those progressive actions forward. So Elizabeth Warren will also be here. She obviously was a big voice, did not run this cycle, but she's a big voice among the progressive community. So Clinton's challenge is really kind of convincing those folks, especially young voters, that she is the candidate that they should vote for. And especially with Libertarian Gary Johnson pulling in a good chunk of support, she's going to want to bring some of those folks into her camp.
Do you know who's more likely to vote for Gary Johnson? I know millennials in general, I think I heard this week that a third of them seem to be voting for an independent candidate. But do we know if that's hurting one side or the other more or less in Wisconsin?
It's unclear at the moment. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but, you know, Johnson's definitely seeing some support nationally. He's seeing support from people here. And I think that the Clinton folks are starting to recognize that maybe it's enough that, you know, it could spoil their chances.
And looking at Donald Trump now, a difficult area of the state for him has been this area, you know, the southeast corner near Milwaukee, some of these suburbs. How is he working targeting that area now?
Right. So Clinton's challenges with these, you know, young voters, progressives, Trump's challenge is really that southeastern Wisconsin spot that supported Ted Cruz in the primaries. He was in Waukesha last week and pulled a pretty big crowd, overflow crowd to his rally, which, you know, has some people thinking that maybe he's kind of bridged that support. A lot of those folks in the Waukesha, that whole area, have really not been friendly to his message. So the big question for him is whether he can convince those voters to support him.
Trump himself has said that a recent poll showed a widening gap in his numbers between himself and Hillary Clinton, and he referenced Tommy Thompson giving him a call and saying, Don, this is a quote, Don, you got to get back here, so he's coming back here. Do we know how involved Tommy Thompson is in helping to stump for Donald Trump?
It's not clear. I mean, he was at the rally, but that does kind of show, though, you know, while I said that the Clinton folks are very methodical, very data-driven, you know, potentially call from Tommy Thompson, got Trump to recognize maybe he needs to make a stop here. So don't know particularly how involved Tommy is, but he's certainly involved.
Going to take a caller now. We've got Artie on the line in Waukesha. Artie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share?
Well, I was a Bernie supporter. I'm a Clinton supporter now. And there's no way I want Trump in the office. He's mentally ill. He's evil. He's the worst thing for this country that has happened in a century.
Artie, thanks for the call. Artie saying he was a supporter of Bernie Sanders. Now he is supporting Hillary Clinton, sounds like primarily to stop Donald Trump from taking the White House. Do you have a sense about how those Bernie Sanders supporters are feeling in Wisconsin right now?
Well, I think a lot are obviously backing Clinton. Some are skeptical. Some, you know, are backing her because they really don't like Trump. The question is, like, how many of those are going to vote for Clinton and how many might stay home? Really hard to gauge that so far. But, you know, with these tax revelations so far that from the New York Times, I think Clinton's going to try to make that argument easier.
Polo, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Polo Rocha, reporter for WISP Politics, and he joined us to talk about the presidential race, how it looks here in Wisconsin.